Kawhi Leonard would like to move his act to L.A., specifically for the Lakers. We'll find out if that's feasible, as we're joined by J.R. Wilco from Pounding the Rock. It's SB Nation's San Antonio Spurs site, and we'll talk all things Kawhi Leonard and all things San Antonio Spurs with him right now. J.R., welcome to the program, my friend.
Appreciate it, Joe.
You know, I can't help but notice, I looked at your last name, and I was wondering, you want to buy an X?
Yeah, it sure.
Looks like
in fact, you know,
X.
Let's take it two X's. Can you buy confidence? Do they let you do that now?
No, they still don't let you do that in Wheel of Fortune. But I'm looking, and I thought it was a typo from Shea. I'm like, this name looks like it needs an X, but it doesn't. These are the kind of things that run through my head. That's what makes this show so different.
XR instead of JR. Let's try it and see if that works.
There you go. Try that, because I, you know, after seeing JR Smith, I don't know that I'd want to have those two initials as my first name either.
Oh, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me like
yeah,
that. That's too bad.
I know. Let's talk about it. Kawhi Leonard says he'd like to take his act on the hop, as we say, and his preferred destination is Los Angeles, specifically with the Lakers. There's one fly in that ointment. He's under contract to the San Antonio Spurs, and Pop is a lot smarter than everybody that was in the Cleveland front office this past season that traded Kyrie Irving and gave in to his wishes. Do you see Pop kowtowing to Kawhi, or do you ultimately think that Pop is going to work this out like he did with LaMarcus Aldridge last year and that Kawhi will be in San Antonio for the foreseeable future?
It's the weirdest thing, Joe. San Antonio is known for decades as being a place where they don't want you if you don't want to be there. All you have to do is walk into the room. I think the most notorious mentioning of this or example of this is Beno Udrych back a good while ago when he was with the Spurs. Spurs brought him up from essentially nothing, and he says, "Hey, I want to start." And they're like, "Well, we got Tony Parker." He goes, "Yeah, I understand, but I'd like to start." And they go, "Okay," and they dealt him to the Kings. They move people around where they want to go. You never have to say anything publicly in order to get this done. So this isn't about where Kawhi wants to go. This is about where his uncle is guiding him to go and the pressure that's being put on the Spurs to do what they want. See, the Spurs have Pop up in New York. It traveled up there last week. He was seen all over Twitter as going up to New York to see Kawhi. There were pictures and Kawhi sightings throughout the week up there in New York. They were going to meet together. And before they met, suddenly here's this announcement. And the only thing we can do is guess that that before they met, Kawhi's group was like, "Are you going to offer us the Supermax?" And Pop and the Spurs were like, "Let's get together and talk." No, we don't want to talk. If you don't have the Supermax for us, then there's nothing to talk about. And then suddenly here's this announcement.
Well, who blinks? Does Kawhi Leonard camp blink first, or does Pop blink first?
So I don't even think that Pop has eyelids. Honestly, I can't imagine Pop blinking. They've got all the time in the world to be able to do this. There's obviously going to be a time where Kawhi is the most available. It will get them the most, and that's always about the teams that are interested, what they're offering, and what is known that they're offering, and the way that you bounce back and forth between them. It's bad whenever a player comes out like Carmelo Anthony did years ago, like Paul George did last summer, and he says, "I want to go, and here's where I want to go." It handcuffs the team somewhat, but if you play your cards right, you can still get value. And Kawhi Leonard is absolutely a player that will get you value. And the Spurs, like you said, they're not the Cavs the way that they handle things. They're going to be able to get value. So if the question is who's going to blink, it's not going to be Pop. They've been at it too long, and Kawhi and his group being run by his uncle at this point, this is their first rodeo. So the Spurs will absolutely be able to ride this out. They want to meet with Kawhi. Kawhi is apparently in San Diego now. He was up there in New York. Pop goes up to New York to see him. This gets announced, and he goes to San Diego. It's almost like he's running away from him. Eventually, he's going to have to be in the same room as Pop. I don't know how long you can duck your own coach.
Very true. So I think it's abundantly clear Pop isn't going to be the first to blink. But at the same time, could it be a situation we heard about the players only meeting, and there are an awful lot of people in that locker room not very happy with Kawhi Leonard? I think Kawhi's getting some bad advice from his version of LeVar Ball and his uncle. Yeah, it's getting that bad. He's not as vociferous, but you know the advice is misguided. Do you think with some of the perhaps acrimony between coach and player and player and other players in that locker room that perhaps Pop says, you know what, let me get the value up to as much as I can, and when the time is right, as you mentioned, him and R.C. Buford perhaps explore those trade options, whether they be to perhaps, and I would think they'd be out of the West, so I would think you'd be looking at Boston, who made overtures, or Philadelphia, who has cap room and personnel that they could send back. Because I think one thing about this, Pop has to get some star power back in his own right. Otherwise, his team is doomed to mediocrity for the first time in the Greg Popovich era, which now spans about 20 years.
I couldn't agree with you more. You've got to take action. And I wouldn't be surprised if they moved him just leading up to the draft. I hear Phoenix is floating the number one, Sacramento is floating the number two. If the right package comes up, I could even see him going west. Of course, you don't want to play that guy twice a year, four times a year. you can definitely at least avoid playing him four times a year. But you don't want to see that guy two, three times a year. But also, like you said, you've got to get value. This is a player who, when healthy, is arguably the, I'm like definitely top five, maybe top three guy in the league. You've got to get value. You've got to get star value back for that. If you don't, you've wasted the last, I'm like all of the time that you've put into him, and it's essentially poof, gone.
Yeah, and as good as this draft is, once you get outside of those top two or three guys, it's nowhere near enough. You've got to get a legitimate something close to a star back. I mean, you know, and Boston can offer some pieces with future draft picks and some real good role players who are developing towards, yep, not superstars, but stars. Same thing with the 76ers. They can offer you number 10 pick in this draft. They got pieces that they can offer, but the realities are, I don't think anybody is willing to approach fair market value, which means it's going to be a challenge unless maybe San Antonio's in love with that number two pick from Sacramento?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has to be whether you are interested in a guy in the draft that you have taken a look at, the way that they looked at Kawhi when nobody else was really that high on him. Obviously, they won that 2011 draft. I mean, who else is there that's in the top three in the league from that year? It's Kawhi, right? So unless there's somebody that they like the way that they liked Kawhi that they can act on, is it Luka? Is it anyway? The point is that they have to get value back, and that is why. Look, there are all times, all the time, people gripe about what a front office paid to a player. They say he's not worth that. Any player is worth what the market will bear, and it's always the market determining what a player is paid. So it's all about developing the market for Kawhi, playing these teams, either playing them off of each other or allowing them to up the ante back and forth across the country as Twitter lights up, as these GMs, you know, throw these little notes, right? Sources in the front office say type stuff, and that's what has to happen. So whether that's early or late, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see them move him again right before the draft. I would not be surprised to see them go through the summer and deep into the summer before he's moved, or maybe even during that. It's possible that once he gets out and once he starts playing, which he's eventually going to have to play. I mean, we're talking probably breach of contract if he tries to pull what he did last year. You can't say he's just indefinitely injured. Otherwise, he kills his market, right? But if everybody sees him play like the first 10, 15 games, like the Kawhi Leonard of old, I think everybody's offers have to go north at that point.
Well, and let's talk about the rest of this team. We've talked Kawhi as much as we can. The rest of this team, the realities of this team, it's an aging roster that really lacks star power. Cap situation's not great. There's drafting outside of the lottery. Kind of take us through this offseason. Where do you see them focusing on the draft and on what guys have you heard that they're interested in? And take us through free agency and how they get this roster younger, more talented, and more explosive, because this is a team that really struggles to score the basketball.
Man, without Kawhi Leonard in the lineup, this team is not an offensive. This is the last thing you that you would expect is offensive juggernaut from them. I'm going to say that they were number 17 in the league last year. It's just ridiculous. Very, very, very challenged as far as putting the ball in the basket. And when you've got a Kawhi Leonard, when you've got a tent pole that big, obviously everything gets built around him. So this team was built to be able to complement his skills. Without that, you know, you just take a massive piece out and judge, you know, you judge the all of the pieces, and it's not a challenging team. The fact that LaMarcus was able to step up was amazing. So at this point, there's very little that stands out at you. Tony Parker is aging. DeJounte Murray isn't there yet. Danny Green hasn't been an elite shooter in four seasons now. Rudy Gay is coming along. He still wasn't 100% after his Achilles, but he looked very good at times. And you've got, obviously, LaMarcus Aldridge, but everything else. I mean, the rest of your guys, Pau Gasol, paid too much, too old. Patty Mills, miscast for the role that he has to take without Kawhi. So there are needs all the way up and down this roster. You can fill in anywhere. At this point, if I had to say just one guy's name, I'd like to see Troy Brown, maybe. If no huge changes happen and the Spurs just play it safe, I could see them going in and taking the form of Duck at this point at the 18, at the 17. But outside that, you've got situations where guys could opt out. No, there's no telling what Manu Ginobili is going to do with all the craziness around Kawhi. I mean, he had a highly productive season. I don't think anybody expected the season for him to have as big a role or for him to play as well as he did. But is he going to come back for another season when it's not going to be an aiding of Kawhi, but like now, just like a season that's just thrown up in the air? It's craziness, man. I wouldn't be surprised if they get the pieces to be able to challenge again and contend. I wouldn't be surprised with a full rebuild. I mean, it could be anything from as high as you can get all the way down to the bottom.
Well, we know one thing. If they do end up having a year where they tank it, they'll get the number one overall pick, and they'll be right back at it again for another 15 years.
Yeah, right? You know, from your lips to God's ears, man.
There you go, man. It's going to be a very interesting offseason, JR. We thank you for the input and the insight into the Kawhi versus Spurs situation, a little look into the offseason. And as this offseason moves along and this story progresses, we'd love to have you back on again to kind of discuss further what's going on with the Spurs.
Sounds great. I'd be happy to have it.
My pleasure, man. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye-bye now.
You too. Thanks again.